The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Of course, today is Wish Day all day on News Talk, and we're raising money to make wishes come true for kids and families that really need it most, those who've been through and are going through at the moment just a really, really difficult time, an unimaginable time for an awful lot of people. We smashed our target of €150,000 in the last hour, and I can confirm in the last few minutes, thanks to all of your donations out there, we have passed €160,000 made for Make-A-Wish today, which is absolutely phenomenal. But we don't want to stop there. We want to keep it going. Makeawish.ie/donate. Let's see how high we can get this before we go off air at 7 o'clock. And helping us to do that out on the streets is Ciara Kelly. Ciara, where are you and how is your stomach?
Hello, Sean. I am standing with Breed McLaughlin, who is a Make-A-Wish kid who had her own wish granted by Make-A-Wish at the top of Grafton. So we are in the lashing of rain. We are under an umbrella, right? We're under an umbrella. We are surrounded by Grafton Street punters, by Make-A-Wish people, by news. It's absolutely amazing. Say hi, Breed.
Hello.
Breed has very kindly, Breed, who is an amazing singer and busker herself, has very kindly agreed to accompany me. And we're going to lash into this because we are being rained on big time. She's going to accompany me with Madonna's Like a Prayer. Take it away, Breed. Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. Down on my knees, I wanna take you there. In the midnight hour, I can feel your power. Just like a prayer, you know I'll take you there.
It's like an angel singing. I have no choice, I hear your voice. Feels like flying.
I close my eyes. Oh God, I think I'm falling out of the sky. I close my eyes. Heaven help me. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I wanna take you there in the midnight hour. I can feel your power just like a prayer. You know I'll take you there. Just like a prayer, your voice can take me there. Just like a muse to me, you are a mystery. Just like a dream, you are not what you seem. Just like a prayer, no choice, your voice can take me there. Just like a prayer, I'll take you there. Just like a dream to me. Thank you so much for taking part. Before we go, because we're being lashed on here in the rain, and I want Breed to get out of the rain too. Make-A-Wish, it's a phenomenal thing, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. 100%.
Yeah. And you had your wish, and your wish was?
I wish to record a song of my own.
And you did?
Yes.
Check her out, Breed McLaughlin. She is on social media platforms and she's absolutely wonderful. Go to makeawish.ie/donate. Woo!
Ciara Kelly, where have you been hiding this voice?
I think wherever I've been hiding it, Sean, I should put it back there right now. I think I'm going to come back because it's lashing on us here.
Okay, well, well done to you. Well done to Breeze. That was absolutely fit. You gave it socks. And Shane Coleman, I tell you, is going to have to up his game next year because he got off very easy with that leg waxing. Not a sentence I ever thought I'd say. Makeawish.ie/donate. Give Kira her props because she gave that everything in the lashings of rain at the top of Grafton Street, along with the wonderful Breed, all the supporters around there as well, including the Gavin family who we spoke to earlier. We've passed 160k. Let's put it in the rear view mirror. Let's absolutely smash past that. Makeawish.ie/donate. In studio here, in the warmth and in the relative safety, I'm joined by Susan McQuaid O'Dwyer, the CEO of Make-A-Wish. Kira Kelly.
I know. I mean, wow. First of all, huge kudos for her doing it at all. And secondly, she was amazing. And fair play to Breed.
She gave it like proper Madonna energy as well.
I'd say there was a lot of movement going with that as well.
Yeah, lost on radio, really. Text coming in straight away and get your own opinions in. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp. Kira, you're my hero. I'm in flitters here crying listening to you. You're so courageous to do this. I'm a musician in a past life and I know how hard it is to do what you're doing. I'm so full of respect for you. You've done those kids and Ireland proud. And it is... like, and I know there's people doing stuff up and down the country at the minute, Susan, but like to get up in front of there, and as much as we took the mickey out of her through the show today, that was very impressive.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, there's courage, you know, which all of our Wish children have to have. Kira's shown phenomenal courage by going out there and putting her, now that you had bullied her, to go out on the streets and not in the studio.
Well, when you put it like that. Yeah.
But that was amazing courage. And that's what our Wish children have every single day of the week.
You're amazing, Kira Kelly. Amazing to do that. Kira, you were amazing donating now. Keep those donations coming in. Makeawish.ie/donate. And Susan, like, they do mean so much. And I know you have a letter from one particular parent you wanted to read out.
Yes. So, I mean, look, it's an enormous thank you to all the general public for their support this week and all, of course, all our children and their families and indeed News Talk for their incredible support and raising awareness. But what I wanted to do today before we finish up was actually read a really poignant letter from a Wish parent. As a result of having PSK, our 9-year-old son cannot sit, walk or verbally communicate. He has a younger sister and brother. Our miracle happened almost immediately. From the first representative that met us at the airport, everyone made it clear that this was all for my son. And the rest of us were just fortunate enough to be a part of it. He was the reason we'd everything we could dream of as a family at our disposal, allowing us to just enjoy each other in a way not possible in everyday life. His siblings never had heard him answer them back, and maybe they never will. They've seen how other people react to him being in a wheelchair while making his own unique noises. They've seen dozens of strange nurses over their entire lives come into our home and invade their privacy. They've endured multiple ambulances, sirens blaring, arriving at our house with paramedics pouring inside to help him when he cannot stop seizing or catching his breath. And through it all, his siblings knew him to be special. This trip redefined that word for them. That trip was the first time that they looked at their brother as special with no quotation marks. He was special because he was the sole reason for the greatest week of their lives. He was special because he was treated with respect and reverence by hundreds of people throughout the trip. What is even more impactful is that from that trip on, they look at him differently. They shared a connection that cannot be manufactured or taught. Your organisation and your volunteers created that miracle for us, and we are eternally grateful. We truly appreciate you providing us with a miracle that the entire family will cherish forever.
It's hard to keep a dry eye when you hear something like that, and you hear the word that stuck out to me there was respect. And for a lot of people who are going through a difficult time, it's easy to feel like you're forgotten about. And the money that people are giving today will put them in the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are just so many children that need what Make-A-Wish can do, who Make-A-Wish that can bring hope, strength, courage, and a positivity that, you know, removes the label of that illness, you know, validates the trauma that they're going through and shows them that actually they are special and they do deserve magic, and that Make-A-Wish can actually help that, make it happen. And I think the other part that's really important is that, you know, and it's coming across in that letter, Make-A-Wish, it isn't just the Wish child, it's the entire family. because the siblings want mum and dad's attention, but they're, one of them is having to look after the wish child.
Mm.
And, you know, at times we've heard our wish children say, well, actually, we became the hero again. So I think it's just really, really important for listeners to understand it's not just the wish child. It's the entire family that need these positive memories for the future.
And I think it's something that has kind of struck me about a lot of the wishes. And when you hear the description, they're not asking for the world.
No.
They want a special day. They might want to go, like the Gavins we talked to earlier, want to go to the match, meet some of the Ireland players. It is stuff that is, with the right support, eminently doable, but that for them means beyond the world.
Yeah, and there's occasions where, you know, we would have families who feel, you know, that couldn't be possible, we can't do it because of the restrictions in relation to the medical treatment they're under and the visits to the hospital. But Make-A-Wish look after everything. So we take that worry away and we ensure that the family have, whether it's a day, whether it's a weekend, that we take everything away so that they can actually, as our families say, become a normal family again for a period of time.
Well, look, the work you're doing is amazing. Susan McQuaid O'Dwyer, the CEO of Make-A-Wish. I don't think anything can say more than the letter you read out there as to why people should go to makeawish.ie/donate. We've passed 160,000. I'd say Ciara Kelly has bumped that up a serious amount with the performance
sure
you gave
has.
At the top of Grafton Street. Thank you so much for coming in and for chatting to us. And well done all this week. And hope everybody reaches into that pocket and donates what they can.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.